Hey everyone, let's be real for a sec. The stock market. It's a light LT.
It can feel like you're navigating through a jungle sometimes.
Right. You want to make smart moves with your money, but it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the advice out there.
Absolutely. There's no shortage of opinions when it comes to investing.
Exactly. So today we're taking a deep dive into a resource that really cuts through the noise.
Oh, I'm familiar with this one.
It's called Mastering the Art of Stock Buying. A methodical approach for exceptional results. Have you had a chance to take a look?
I have. It's got a really practical approach.
Yeah, and that's what we're all about here, right? Giving you actionable steps you can actually use.
Exactly. Not just theory, but real-world strategies.
So our deep dive today, we're going to break down the book's seven-step methodology for timing those stock purchases.
Because timing is key.
It's everything, right?
Yeah.
Buy low, sell high sounds simple enough.
Easier said than done, though, right?
Right. But this book gives us a framework, kind of like a roadmap, to help us make those decisions. And it all starts with step one, which is something I think we can all agree on: assessing the market before you even think about buying a single share.
Makes sense. You don't just jump into the deep end without checking the water first.
Exactly. The book calls this riding the market wave, which I love.
Catching that upward momentum.
Exactly. So how do we know if we're dealing with a wave or, maybe a bit of a storm brewing?
Well, a good place to start is by looking at those major market indexes.
Like the S&P 500, the NASDAQ.
Those are the ones. They give us a good read on the overall market sentiment.
Got it. So if those indexes are generally climbing, that's a good sign, right? Like a green light for buying.
Exactly. A rising tide tends to lift all boats, as they say. And this is important even in a bull market where things are generally looking up. Not every stock is a winner.
Right, that makes sense. So, how do we separate the wheat from the chaff? What are we looking for in a company's financials that might signal, hey, this is a good bet?
We want to see consistent revenue growth, healthy profit margins.
Okay, those make sense. Anything else?
A strong return on equity is always a good sign.
Could you break that down for us a bit? Return on equity.
Yeah, absolutely. Return on equity, or ROE, it basically measures how effectively a company uses the money the shareholders have invested to generate profit.
Got it. So a higher ROE, generally a good thing, right?
Exactly. It suggests they're using their resources wisely and efficiently to grow the business.
Okay, that's helpful. So we're looking at those financials, getting a feel for the company's overall health. But the book doesn't stop there. It also dives into chart
Ah,
patterns.
yes, technical analysis.
Exactly. And I know for some people, charts can seem intimidating.
Like a foreign language.
Right. But the book does a great job of making them accessible. It even uses this analogy of footprints in the sand.
I like that. Because that's really what chart patterns are. They show us how investors have behaved around this stock in the past.
And one pattern specifically that caught my eye was the cup with handle. Have you come across that one before?
Oh, sure. It's a classic.
So break it down for us. What is a cup with handle pattern and what does it tell us?
Okay, so imagine this. The cup part of the pattern forms when a stock goes through a period of decline, then recovers back to its previous high.
Okay, so it's like it takes a dip, but then
Exactly,
recovers.
like it's catching its breath. Then you have the handle, which is a shorter period of consolidation where the stock trades in a tight range just below that previous high.
Got it. So it's like the stock is taking a pause before potentially making its next move.
Exactly. And that's what makes it a pattern worth watching.
It gives us clues about where the stock might be headed next.
Potentially, yes. Of course, no pattern is foolproof, but it's another piece of the puzzle.
And that's what we're trying to do, right? Put all these pieces together to make the smartest investment decisions possible.
Exactly. It's about building a strong foundation for your portfolio, brick by brick.
Love that analogy. So we've checked the market weather. We've found a company with a solid financial foundation. We've talked about those chart patterns. We've got a sense of which companies might be worth our investment. But now comes the million-dollar question. When do we actually buy those shares?
Timing is everything, right?
It's like we've got all the ingredients for a delicious meal, but we need to know when to turn on the oven, how long to cook everything.
Exactly. And that's where steps four and five come in, the art of the buy.
Okay, so walk us through it. What are the key principles here?
Well, the book talks about identifying what it calls a buy point.
Yeah.
Basically, this is the price at which the stock has historically broken out of previous downtrends and started to climb.
So it's like a signal that things are shifting, gaining momentum.
Precisely.
Cool.
But, and this is important, we're not just going to buy at any price, right?
Right. We're not just throwing money at it because we like the company. We're being strategic.
Exactly. That's where the buy zone comes in.
The buy zone.
Yeah. Think of it like a safety net. The book recommends setting a buy zone 5% above that buy point we talked about. So, for example, if a stock's buy point is $100.
Our buy zone would be between $100 and $105.
You got it. We're being patient, waiting for the stock to enter that zone, and we're not chasing it if it jumps up too quickly.
It's about discipline.
Absolutely. Sticking to our plan, not getting caught up in the hype.
Okay, so we've bought our initial shares. We're officially invested in this company. Now what?
Now comes the fun part, potentially amplifying those gains.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Tell me more.
Step 6 is all about adding fuel to the fire. And the key here is the 10-week moving average.
Okay, before we go any further, can we just break down what a moving average is for those who might not be familiar with the term?
Sure thing. A moving average is essentially a line on a chart that smooths out those day-to-day price fluctuations.
So it helps us see the bigger picture.
Exactly. In this case, the 10-week moving average shows us the average closing price of a stock over the past 10 weeks.
Got it. And how does this tie into adding fuel to the fire?
So if the stock dips towards that 10-week line and then bounces back up, that's a good sign, a potential buying opportunity.
It's like the stock is finding its footing again, regaining strength.
Exactly. And as with our initial buy zone, we don't have to be perfect with our timing. The book suggests extending our buy range to 5% above that 10-week line.
Okay, so we're being patient, watching that 10-week moving average, and adding to our position when the opportunity arises. Makes sense. But of course, what goes up
must come down. Which brings us to the final and perhaps most critical step.
Has to come down at some point, right?
Exactly. What goes up must come down. Gravity always wins.
So how do we protect ourselves from, you know, those inevitable dips and turns in the market?
Well, that's where step 7 comes in. Knowing when to cash in and cut your losses.
Okay, cashing in, that's the exciting part, right? Actually getting to see those profits we've been working towards.
It is rewarding, for sure. But this step, it can also be the most challenging.
Challenging in what way?
Emotionally challenging.
Ah, I see. It's easy to get greedy, right?
Exactly. Or, on the flip side, to get scared and sell too soon.
Right, right. So how do we find that balance? How do we know when it's the right time to sell?
Well, the book emphasizes a strategy called incremental selling. You heard of this one?
Incremental selling. Tell me more.
So instead of holding onto a stock, hoping for that absolute peak, which is nearly impossible to time, by the way.
Right, right.
We sell off portions of our position as the stock climbs.
Okay, so lock in some profits along the way.
Exactly. So let's say a stock in our portfolio has gone up 20% from our initial buy point. That's a pretty decent gain.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Right. So we might consider selling off, say, 25% of our position at that point.
Okay, so we're taking some risk off the table. What about the rest of our shares, the other 75%?
We hold on to those and continue to let our winners run.
As long as they're still performing well.
Exactly. And how do we measure that performance? Back to our trusty 10-week moving average.
Right, our safety net. If the stock drops below that line,
it's a signal to pay close attention, potentially adjust our strategy.
And maybe even cut our losses.
Exactly. Better to take a small loss than risk a much bigger one down the road.
That makes sense. Now, speaking of cutting losses, the book also mentions stop-loss orders.
Ah, yes, another valuable tool in our risk management arsenal.
Can you remind us what those are again?
Absolutely. A stop-loss order is basically an instruction we give to our broker to automatically sell a stock if it drops below a certain price.
So it takes the emotion out of it.
Exactly. We're not second-guessing ourselves in the heat of the moment.
This has been eye-opening. We've covered so much ground today.
We have.
From assessing the overall market to picking those winning stocks to timing our buys and sells like pros, but most importantly, managing our risk.
Risk management is crucial. Can't forget that.
Absolutely. So as we wrap things up here, any final words of wisdom for our listener?
Just remember, investing is a journey. There's always more to learn. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your research, and most importantly, stay curious.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today, everyone. But I hope this deep dive has given you the confidence and the tools to navigate the stock market with a little more ease. Until next time, happy investing.